Brian. Give him a big, big Riverside cheer. This is the first time that he's spoken, isn't it, here? First time, yeah? We're in for a treat this month. Chris, would you like to come and pray for him? Yeah. Dressed up for the occasion, Brian. Suited and booted.
I was going to say, all of a sudden, I'm feeling very underdressed. So, Father, we bless Brian. We thank you for him. Lord, we thank you for the joy and delight that he is. Not just to you, but to us also. Lord, we bless him. Lord, give us ears to hear your word this morning. May we be good soil for the receiving of the seed of the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, go for it, Brian.
Good morning, everybody. Let's move this out the way. Thank you, Sin. Were you down there? Thank you for sharing your experience on the Logos. It was really touching. In South Africa, we had lots of people when I was growing up that went on the Logos ship, and they always came back with amazing testimonies of how God used them and the impact that it made in the surrounding places that they visited. Just trying to. I had a word that I believe God gave me for the church. There's just a few things that I felt during the service and over the last week that I needed to share first. Cindy. God hasn't forgotten. I had that word for you. God hasn't forgotten. Boma, where's Boma? I did see Boma. There you are. Last week, God gave me a word for you. And it was, he wants to encourage you. At the moment, you're doing a lot of traveling, as we all know, and all of that. But the time will come where you won't need to do that anymore. He honors your faithfulness. This isn't where he wants you, but for now, he's put you there. It will come. Moya, it's not finished. It's not finished. I had the word for you. It's not finished. So, I felt, while praying and just thinking about this morning, I felt God gave me this word, focus, for us as a church and individuals. The reason why I'll share, in my processes of thinking and just praying about this whole this morning, we've just come through a whole 3 months of some really amazing teachings. We did healing, we've done financial stewardship, and we did prayer and prophetic last month. And we've just finished it. And I was thinking, I was speaking to God, well, do you want me to summarize all of that? Do you want me to share? What really is on your heart? And he gave me focus. And so, I won't speak long because the time is really short. I just want to share his heart. In everything that we've done over the last 3 months, in connection with healing, supernatural, basically the supernatural, really. It all comes down to focus. We can't step into those situations or we can't do those things unless we are focused on Him. Sorry, nothing. We can't. We can try to do it in our own strength and we will seriously fail. It can only be through Him. Why? It's for His glory, not for ours. So when we talk about healing, when we had Terrier here for that weekend and we saw amazing healings. Well, they weren't for us. I mean, to help us, encourage us, but they're for there. Like Cindy says, the world is calling for us. Our country is calling for us to stand and be counted. You know, Cindy, 5 years ago, they did a survey of the UK. 3% of the UK are born-again Christians or actually confirmed. We are now the dark continent of the world, where Africa was years and years ago. We've become the dark country, the dark continent of the world, where we used to evangelize and missionize and send missionaries out. We've come. Why? Our focus has changed. We're no longer focusing on what God wants. We're focusing on other things or trying to do our own things. And so we're missing that step. Prophetic words, prayer, those things are all there for us to pray, especially to focus on God. Prophecy and prophetic, and the prophetic is there to encourage us to step forward into this, into what God has called us, but also to speak to the people. How do you catch their attention when healing, speaking words of knowledge and prophesying over them, giving them hope in a time when they don't have hope? There is no hope out there. So, quick, I go through scripture. I quickly did a quick search of the New Testament and just a few of the books, and I came away with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just quick, 15 passages in the New Testament where Jesus broke away and spent time with Jesus, with His Father. And then He went and he did miracles and he spent time with His he prophesied and healed people and all of that. He spent time with His Father. Our strength comes from God. We can't do anything without actually spending time with Him, hearing His voice. Do we know what His voice sounds like? Or are we still, or are we too busy when we come to pray to Him, giving Him our shopping lists? Do we actually keep quiet? Do we actually sit down and just say nothing? Interesting thing. Try it one day. Just sit there and say, God, I'm here. What do you want me to do? What do you want to tell me? Jesus spent lots and lots and lots and lots of time with His Father. It's the only way He was able to do what He did. And if we as a church want to step into the supernatural and start hearing the prophetic, start hearing start seeing healing and all of that, we need to spend time with God. We can't do it in our own strength. We had that song Center Stage. I was so amazed. On Monday evening, I came to worship practice, and Simon started playing this song. And I'm like, what? How awesome are you, God? Rob, can you put those words up, if you don't mind? Center Stage. I'd never heard of it before, but it was so amazing how God gave Simon this song. I haven't even told him that this is what, I didn't even tell him that what my message was about, focus. He didn't even know. And these are the words of the song. Flood my thoughts with the stories of your goodness, your goodness. Fix my eyes on the power of your promise, your promise. Come and take your place, center stage. That's all about focus. I was so blown away on Monday. I said to Bruno, please, we need to play that song. He didn't know why. But Bruno was kind enough, even though he learned it basically this morning when we came in for practice. So thank you, Bruno. Blessing. I go through scriptures. The New Testament isn't the only place where where focus was, where Jesus imitated focus, but he also, throughout scripture, people always realized that when they spent time with God, they were able to do things. When God gave me this verse, the picture that came to my mind was Moses coming down from the mountain after receiving the Ten Commandments the second time, and he shone, he radiated the glory of God. It says in Exodus 34:27-34, at the beginning of it, of Exodus 34, it speaks about how God called Moses up to the mountain of Sinai, and he gives him the new Ten Commandments. For the second time, and gives him all the laws and all of that for the children of Israel. And in 27, he says, then the Lord said to Moses, write all these instructions for those represented to represent the terms of the covenant I am making with you and with Israel. So a new covenant he made with them. Because he gave them the Ten Commandments, he made commitments with them, he made a covenant, he made a promise with them, and they kept breaking it. And Moses kept pleading on their behalf that they don't. And so the Lord was merciful, God was merciful, and gave them a covenant, made a covenant with them. Moses remained there on the mountain with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. In all the time he ate no bread and drank no water. And the Lord wrote the terms of the covenant, the Ten Commandments, on stone tablets. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, carrying the two stone tablets inscribed with the terms of the covenant, he wasn't aware that his face had become radiant because he had spoken to the Lord. So when Aaron and the people of Israel saw the radiance of Moses' face, they were afraid to come near him. And it goes on to speak about how Moses called them. They all committed to the instructions. And it also says that every day after that, every time Moses went into the tent, that the only time he would unveil his face was to speak to God. And when he came out, he shone with the glory of God. He shone with the radiance of God. That's what we're called to do. We're called to be Jesus out on the street. We're called to mirror who he is. How do we do that? What's stopping us from always being focused on Jesus? Well, there's lots of things. I mean, I won't go through all of them. We don't have time. It's just, you can think of five right now. There's so many things that stop us from focusing on God. And we need to, as a church and as a people, we need to come to that point where we focus back onto Jesus. Worship. And worship isn't just us singing songs. Worship is also about our lifestyle, how we imitate God. That's all part of worship. It's when we work, are we worshiping God in the way we work? Is it a mirror of how Jesus worked? Those are things that's worship. It's not just singing songs. Our prayer life. Spending time with God. Reading his word. And I said to you, be quiet. I said one of the things, being quiet. And there's that song, Be Still and Hear. I am God. Out of that, we're able to hear his voice because we learn his voice. I mean, how do kids, how little babies here learn to understand us and hear our voice? They listen to us. They understand our voice. So when you call your son or daughter, they know it's you calling them because they've learned to listen. How do we know when God's calling us if we don't stop and be quiet and listen to his voice? Out of that comes love and compassion for people around us. Jesus always, even though he was so exhausted or so tired, or he was trying to get away to spend time with his father, when people came running up to him, he had compassion. And it's only through God that we can show compassion. When we go out on the streets, when we speak to people, it's love that draws people to us. It's the love, it's the compassion, non-condemning. Words of knowledge, speaking life into people's lives. Just a word. Prophesying over them, being prophetic, all of those things are an extension of our time focusing with God. From us being focused on God and spending time with God and really just listening to him, it causes a hunger and a thirst that Jesus says, I'm the only one that can fulfill. But we need to get to that point where we actually spend time with him. Because the more time we spend with him, the more we want to spend more time with him. And 1 hour won't make the same effect. We won't want to just want to spend 1 hour. We want to spend 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And that doesn't mean, please, one thing is I've learned over the years is, yeah, time, but time with God is your whole day. You can speak to God. You don't just have to have that time at home or in the morning or all of that. It's a constant. It's a lifestyle. You're walking. You're talking to Him. I love my job. One part I love about my job is I play my music, praise and worship, full blast throughout the warehouse, and I literally walk up and down a conveyor belt the whole night. For 8 hours, literally 14 miles a night, I do, and that's how I spend time with God. Crazy, yeah, putting protection over a pallet, but I'm walking 5 miles a night, and I spend time with God, listening to His voice. I've had lots of times when I'm at work when doing something and God says, oh, what about that, Brian? I'm like, ooh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I need to sort that out in my life. Or, oh, I know what you're going to do next, Lord. Follow you there. So often. I mean, lots of people will say the same thing. But I want to encourage you. Those are the times when you spend time with God. That's how we spend time with God. And out of that, we can step into the supernatural. We can't step into the supernatural unless we spend time with God. We can't go heal people out on the street unless we've spent time with God. We can't speak the gospel unless you know who He is and what he's done. Those pictures, I mean, there's lots and lots of stories of places all over the world that are like that. And if God's calling you to do that, you know, you need to spend time with Him to be able to do that. Those people spend time with God because their strength comes from God. So when they're persecuted or when they're thrown into jail, they know where they are. It's not about the persecution or anything like that. It's, you know, God, you called me here. This is what you want me to do. Take my strength and the power that you give me from you. I can get through those days. I don't want to go on for much longer. We've had so much said this morning. I just want to share that and encourage you guys just to focus on God, especially as we come into the end of the year. And I know next month in the new year, we're also going to be speaking a bit more about focus and all of that. But I just want to encourage you, start preparing your hearts now as we step into the new year. As we come to the end of 1 year and step into next year, let's get our focus right. Let's get it right now. Let's not, my New Year's resolution is this. I'll spend another 5 hours. We need to build up to those things. People don't run 100 miles just because they want to, because they decided the one morning, I'm going to run 100 miles and go run 100 miles. No, they build up to that. Bruno, you build up to that. Sandra, Keith, you build up. It's about building energy, building your muscles, your stamina and all of that. You can't just do those kind of things. You need to take little steps, and then you'll be able, before you even know it, you'll be spending 5 hours with God. And like I said, your job is perfect place where you can spend time with God, if that's one of the excuses. If that's one of the excuses. So I just want to encourage you. Let's get our, as we come to the end of the year and as we focus on His birth, at Christmas time also. Let's start now, the beginning of December, and let's not worry about tomorrow. Let's not think, oh, we'll do it tomorrow or whatever. Let's do it now. Let's start gaining our focus on God now. And let's see what he can do. Because he promised us, if you focus on me, see what I do. Shall we just close our eyes? If that's touched your heart this morning and you feel that you really want to just get your life refocused, realigned with God, I want to encourage you to come forward. We'll have the prayer team and prayer team where I can get you guys ready, and we'll pray.